Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
These Atlanta Falcons put together a regular season record of 14-2, 14 victories they had, yet they're still the visiting team. That's never happened before in the history of the NFL. What do they have to do?
Well, you know, the same thing that they've done all year. If you look at the Atlanta Falcons, you say, how did they get here? You go back in football, it's always been the same thing. You have to be able to run the ball, you have to be able to stop the run, and you have to get turnovers. And these Falcons do all those things.
Second down, Ryan escapes, gonna run. Has some room and a touchdown. It comes with a blitz. Falcons pick it up and there's Jones. Flag is down. Julio Jones with a catch. Still going. Still inbounds. Touchdown Atlanta. And that's it. The Atlanta Falcons, NFC champions. On to Super Bowl 51.
And giving it back to you, the people.
And we give it back to you. People.
You get a hot side hot. You get a cool side cool. New McD, LT.
Jell-O pudding pops, frozen pudding on a stick. It's a snack fit for a king because it's so rich and creamy. A veritable feast for the tummy.
And I don't end up in the dungeon.
I know cool, and cool's teaming up with a good balanced breakfast.
Teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
My husband is about to eat a new candy. New Super Fruity Bonkers.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Introducing Oreo Big Stuff.
Who do you think you are?
What now, Professor?
An idea that will change the cookie world forever. Melted chocolatey Mickeys in the cookies.
Too late, we just did it. New Keebler Magic Middles. Try one.
Hershey's Bar None. Chocolate wafers, chocolate cream, peanuts, and pure milk chocolate.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, episode 4 of season 2. My name is Tim Andrews. I'm joined this week by Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
And Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Ira Malkin no longer here on a regular basis.
What a butthole.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira.
He sucks.
Yeah. Ira does not suck, even though he's really good at it.
Fucking
ew.
Ira.
Ew.
Huh?
Ew.
This is the first time he hasn't been with us ever.
I know. I was a little fucking nervous Ira. About that.
Why were you nervous?
I don't know. Just because, like, I feel like he runs the safety net or something, you know? He's like my...
No, no Ira, no peace.
No Ira, no peace. No Ira, no peace.
We need to have a march.
We do. We should have a march.
Let's all march over to Ira's house.
And maybe that might actually get him to come out.
I like Ira. I miss Ira.
We'll put some pussy hats on our...
Yeah.
We'll make them out of yarmulkes, though, so for Ira.
Pussy yarmulkes?
Ira's just the right amount of sassy.
Yeah, he is. Ira's he's good, and we hope to have him at least once a month. That's the goal here.
You hear that, dork? Come back once a month.
Oh, he's not even going to listen now that he's not on the show anymore. Fuck those guys.
You have him way more than once a month.
What?
You have him way more than once a month.
Have what way more than once
you a month? You have Ira.
Oh, I have Ira whenever I want.
This is the sucking thing that you were talking about
this
earlier.
This is the trade-off. He gets to be my... Little
it's
boy.
The whole Dom cuck thing. You guys go back
That's
and
right.
forth.
He's my boy pussy. You hear that, Ira? My B-O-I-P-U-C-C-I. Boy
you wear,
pussy.
You wear Ira as your pussy hat.
Hey, guys. It's the thing and the thing.
Snowflakes.
The thing and the thing. So this is episode 4, season 2, like we said. Jeff's he's still pissed at me?
Yep.
Jeff's mad at me.
What'd
he won't
do
even
to
look
him?
At me now.
What'd you do to him?
Tell him.
He blew off going to the remake show on Saturday.
Classic Tim.
I didn't feel good.
Well,
I worked all week. Classic. Hey, I've been working on that. I know it's Classic Tim. Well, okay, even though you're mad at me, tell everybody what happened and what you did.
No.
Well, you don't be mad at the audience. They have nothing to do with it.
The Remakes played at Bankman's, their show on January 21st.
Right.
And they shouted us out during the show.
Did they shout us out because you were there?
Yeah.
What did he say?
They played Little America, and they said that's going out to me, and that people should listen to Radio Labyrinth.
That's cool.
It was very cool.
And this show was what? It was an early REM?
Yeah, it's all Uptown Green, but they played one song off Automatic for the People.
What'd they play?
Drive.
Yeah, but I thought this week was especially early REM.
No, it's always only Uptown Green.
So where is Venkman's? It's not Little Five Points.
The Fourth Ward.
Old Fourth Ward?
Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Little Fourth Ward.
Oh, really? Until you guys were talking about it, I'd never heard of it before.
It is a cool place. It's what? Venkman's is a character from Ghostbusters, right?
Right. It's named after.
Yeah, and they have like a big outdoor painting of Venkman.
Oh, nice.
And it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
That does sound cool.
This Friday night, January 27th, they're doing a fish tribute thing.
Two nights they're doing it.
Two nights of fish?
Yep.
Yeah, see, so they have a lot of cool shit down there. The food.
It's mostly cover bands up there.
But it's classy. It's not like, well, I mean, I don't know. I like cover
bands.
Yacht
Rock.
Yacht Rock's good.
Yeah, I like cover bands.
Yeah, cover bands are good.
Yeah, when are they doing that other thing that they do? I'm interested in that.
What are they doing? They're doing a benefit. You're going to that, right?
Nah, that was a couple weeks ago. It was the night of the ice storm. I didn't go.
The night of the ice storm.
What's it called?
Did Tobey Maguire go? What?
My Favorite Baldwin.
Yes, that's it.
My Favorite Baldwin, that's right.
Yeah.
I was going to go with our friend Julie, but she decided not to go, and so I decided not to go also.
Because of the snow?
Yeah.
The snow.
The ice that didn't happen until the next morning anyway, so.
It sucks that we're recording tonight, because aren't the Oscar nominations coming out tomorrow?
I believe they are.
Or the Academy Award nominations?
Yes.
For all the movies I haven't seen.
Well, isn't it almost always identical to the Golden Globes? Pretty close.
Sometimes it's a little off. I would like to see Deadpool get nominated, but I doubt it will.
I would have loved to have seen him.
Hidden Fences is going to get all the nominations.
Hidden Fences.
No, it's not Hidden Fences, right? Hidden Figures?
Yes,
Hidden Fences. What's the other movie called? Just Fences?
Fences.
Hidden Figures is really good, actually. I saw it.
You did?
It was some of it was filmed over by my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Where, at the barbecue place?
No, there's a church over there. There's a bunch of scenes where they're having a picnic outside of a church, and then there's some scenes shot inside the church.
Oh, nice.
Like right across the street from my apartment.
I love Leslie Jones on Saturday Night Live this weekend. On the Weekend Update, she was talking about.
I didn't watch it this week.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, I figured I'd skip it because it was post inauguration.
Oh, it was funny, though. He did a good job.
I watched Aziz's stand up. I thought that was really good. And it wasn't heavy handed.
No.
He's funny and doesn't matter. I saw them singing To Sir With Love to a picture of Obama. I thought that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, I didn't care for all that.
That was just a time filler at the end.
I did like a lot of it. He had some really good jokes, though, as far as, like, you know, all this time, you know, all these people, they were pretending not to be racist. Please, we appreciate your hard work. Go back to it.
I like that sketch with him and his girlfriend in bed, and he's trying to do dirty talk with her, and she's doing, like, impressions of Owen Wilson.
I saw that. That was hilarious. Was that hilarious. Cicely?
No, or Cicely? That new girl, Villa Senor.
Somebody from Saturday Night Live didn't work this weekend, perhaps. The lady who tweeted that idiot who tweeted out that thing about Barron Trump, how he's going to be the first homeschooled shooter.
Oh, what? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, she's a writer for SNL, and she
tweeted it out. And then deleted it.
Yeah, and then she deleted her account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she getting a lot of trouble, I guess?
Well, she got a lot of scolding on Twitter.
Madonna didn't get in trouble for saying she wanted to blow up the White House.
They're investigating her?
Yeah, they are. They're going to investigate her.
Mm-hmm.
They have to. It's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Even though nothing will come out of it.
Because, you know, Madonna. I mean, seriously.
She's just an old viper-looking bitch. She needs to just go away. Take her hairy-ass armpits and her wolf daughter and go live on the moon.
Anyway, the Remake show was very good.
Good. But her daughter does look like a wolf.
Lourdes.
Lourdes. Yeah, see, we're going to go after kids. Your daughter looks like a wolf, Madonna.
Well, she didn't go after kids.
No, but, you know, you had to assume that Barron would be there. No, he's in New York finishing school.
I liked what Matt Oswalt tweeted.
I didn't.
Right. Oh, you didn't like that? That right now Barron Trump's looking for something to burn.
Right.
Inside the White House.
I mean, that is funny, but why do you... You don't have to go after the kids. If people didn't go after Obama's kids, people didn't really go after... the Bush twins until they started getting drunk and falling down everywhere.
Well, I think it's just because they don't seem like real people. They seem like animatronic robots.
Right.
So that's probably why they feel like they don't have feelings.
Somebody made fun of Harry S. Truman's daughter and he wanted to fight him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was kind of a badass, though.
I make fun of George H.W. Bush's kids all the time.
Yeah. Better watch it, man. Kids are off limits.
Yeah, really. I mean, how much shit did Chelsea Clinton take? Come on.
Way too much.
A lot. Yeah, a lot.
Especially in Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I mean, ooh.
Do America. I noticed you have braces. I have braces, too. And she throws them out the window. Anyone want to see my unit? Hand over the unit. Did you guys watch the NFC awesome game and the AFC shit show?
Yeah.
Yep.
Falcons, baby.
Amazing.
Atlanta Falcons going all the way to the Super Bowl.
And my boss, his son, has fancy friends, so they were there, and Sam Jackson was sitting right behind them and high-fiving them through, like, the whole game. And
really?
He's got all these pictures of Sam, and he's got, you know, and he's got Jackson on the back of his jersey,
of course,
because he's Sam. And whenever they played the Rise Up part, mm-hmm. like, everybody was like, oh, my God! They were about to lose their minds with him standing right there, but, yeah.
Then we're in
he was
box,
like a little
then?
Schoolgirl coming into work today.
Was he in a box or in a crowd?
He was in a box.
Okay.
But they were in the, what, mezzanine or whatever, right. like, right in front of him.
Did
or
he swear the whole time?
He didn't say that he did. Which, you know, he's not a prude, so if he was swearing, I don't think he'd care.
Did he admit that his character is Snoke?
I don't think they got to that point.
That's the rumor. Mace Windu.
I would have probably gotten drunk and just rattled off Pulp Fiction
I have had
lines.
It with these motherfucking Packers in this motherfucking dome.
And the underbelly of the internet, they call him Mace Dindu, which isn't very nice.
Dindu?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Dindu nothing is a derogatory term for... people of ethnic diversity who are criminals and then say they didn't do anything.
Oh,
so they
wow.
say, didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing. So they call him Mace Windu, Mace Dindu. It's not very nice.
Oh, no. I didn't know
Stop that.
That. I didn't know
Stop
that.
It.
They stole that from Family Circus.
Stop it. What?
I didn't do it.
I didn't. Not me.
Yeah, not me.
Not me. Those are the little ghosts of the kids. Not me.
Oh, they're dead?
No, they're not dead. Not me were the invisible characters who did all the mischief in the Family Circus household.
Oh, yeah, not me.
Yeah.
Duh, okay,
like,
yeah.
you know, when they reach puberty, jacking off in the mom's panties and leaving them in the hamper.
Oh, no.
Not me.
No.
What? You don't
the
remember
Family
that one?
Jerkus. Yeah. That's a different one. I don't remember that one.
That was the Hustler parody.
Family Jerkus.
Stop.
Well, incest porn is the in thing these days. All right, where are we going? All right. Congratulations to the Falcons, man. The last time they went to the NFC... Well, the last time they won the NFC was in 1998. We were at
That's
Lassiter's.
Right, when they first moved to Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, man. We went nuts at Lassiter's Tavern over in Vinings there. And we were hanging out with, Scottish soccer fans.
Yeah.
And everybody,
the whole place was packed.
Yeah, it was packed in there, smoky, like a bar should be. they don't allow smoking there anymore.
And then who would know that Tuggle would fuck it all up?
Well, he didn't fuck it up. John Elway had a little bit to do with that. And Dan Reeves.
It was Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves, I should know how to... I should have known how to coach against him, but I sure as shit could not do that.
Why do you always call run it up the middle? Always.
Well, I believe in smash mouth football. It's always run it up the middle, and we had what's his face there, Jamal Anderson. And, he just said Jamal run it up the middle there, and he did not do very good.
Didn't he just pick up a transvestite or something?
No, he went into like a Quick Trip and whipped his dick out.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, he was drunk, I guess.
I'm Jamal Anderson. This is my dick. He was always doing that in the huddle.
Dirty bird.
I show you my dirty bird.
Oh, Blank was really cutting a jig.
Oh, cutting a what?
Cutting a jig.
Yeah, cutting a rug.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Jigging a
That was
rug.
Like a cross between dancing a jig
yeah.
and cutting a rug.
Cutting a
he
rug.
Was cutting a jig.
I'm very proud of my team. We're going to go and win the Super Bowl against the much hated, awesome assholes.
Yeah, the Falcons can beat them.
Falcons can. The
they
Falcons
definitely can beat
The Falcons
them.
Beat the two best teams in the AFC, or in the NFC, other than the Falcons. And that would be the best defense and mm-hmm. the best quarterback in the NFC, other than, you know, of course.
Yeah, no shit.
Matt, so.
I don't feel bad for Aaron Rodgers at all. At the end of the day, he's still banging Olivia Munn.
What's his shit with his family? He doesn't like his family?
Estranged, they say.
Oh, okay.
The one, the brother's on The Bachelorette or some crap. You know, it's some nonsense.
By the way, that AFC championship game was boring.
God, was
the
it ever.
The Steelers, how the hell did they get there?
Mm-hmm.
And why were they so terrible?
Well, I mean, you know, they had drama the week
before.
They
got sick. Oh, we got diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then they had the prank phone or the hotel.
Yeah. And then the week before, what's his face ran his mouth.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he was Facebook Live-ing in the locker room and shit.
Jackass.
Yeah, I mean, they just didn't have any, they didn't have that team thing going into it. You just knew they didn't have the mentality to win.
So what do we have? Three weeks?
Two weeks.
Next week's Pro Bowl and then Super Bowl after that.
All right. So the Pro Bowl is back to being AFC versus NFC.
Right.
And then the Super Bowl. So we'll probably be talking about all those great commercials. I didn't get to watch a Super Bowl last year because I was working at a pizza place. This year I have Sundays off, so
yay!
I'm going to enjoy that.
Well, all right. And why do they still have the Pro Bowl, for the love of God?
Well, the Pro Bowl used to be after the Super Bowl,
right.
And it was always in Hawaii, and it was a cool thing for the players.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And it's weird how they have it between now and the Super Bowl.
Well, nobody will go. If you're in the Super Bowl, you're not going to go play in the Pro Bowl. So that's dumb.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
So all those players aren't going to be there.
It makes no sense to me at all.
Anyway, this is a pop culture television radio.
How about that Troy Aikman, Jay-Z thing? Did you see that?
No, what's that?
There was a big thing on Twitter and Reddit saying Troy Aikman is the white Jay-Z.
Why?
And they just put a picture of him. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, he does kind of look like Hova.
Yeah?
He does have a little bit of that goldfish look to him.
I don't know. I try not to watch those games. I don't like Aikman, and I don't dislike him. And I like him better than Phil Simms, but I don't like Joe Buck. And
I never have liked him.
I don't hate him or anything. I like him better doing baseball.
He doesn't do anything for me. I miss John Madden and Pat Summerall. I'll never get over that, I don't
think.
Yeah,
I won't either, but you grew up on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could watch golf when Pat Summerall was doing it,
mm-hmm.
and it was enjoyable. So, anyway, that's that. That's our week. Everybody have a good week?
It was all right.
All right.
I've had better.
Did you watch the inauguration?
No.
Okay, what? Oh, yeah, showing that we got to...
You have to
tweet that out or put it on Facebook.
Put it on our Facebook
they
page.
They do kind of look alike. No, I did not watch the inauguration.
I did.
I didn't.
It was a great speech. The reason I bring it up is because it's going to be in the news story, but I'm going to step on this one. I'm going to have to put the audio in after this. But he stole a line, whoever wrote that for him, because, you know, he didn't write it. From Bain.
Yeah, President Bain.
Yeah, so what was the line? Do you remember?
The line was whenever Bain said, we take Gotham... Well, Bain said...
Right.
We take Gotham from the corrupt, the rich, the oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
And give it back to you, the people.
And Trump said, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
And now you have my permission today. Bain and Trump. So that's interesting.
Yeah, well, but they say like he had no, I mean, obviously he had no idea. He was quoting Bain.
I work for the Trump administration. I am Secretary of Coolness.
He also stole this cake from Ace of Cakes. Did you see that?
No. What's that?
The big inauguration cake that they had.
He stole it? What, he got it, put it in a van and drove away in the middle of the night?
Bain stole it?
Give me that cake!
President Bain stole it. No, the inauguration cake was an exact copy of the cake that Ace of Cakes dude made for Obama.
Really?
Second term, yeah.
Oh, so they just ripped it off?
Total exact ripoff of the cake.
Well, I mean, it was completely tasting of fondant and doweling. So
you're
here.
Going to make me a cake for President Trump that I wanted to look exactly like Obama's. I will throw you in a pit, Batman.
I'm surprised he didn't make a cake like out of Obama so he could just eat his head.
It would have been a delicious cake. Of course, it would have to have been chocolate icing and swirl in the middle because he's vanilla and chocolate. I mean, Obama is both chocolate and vanilla. I love it. It's great. We had the most 10 million trillion bazillion people were in my inauguration. People were watching it on Mars. I won with so many great votes, so many people. All those people who were marching, all those women who were marching, were left over from the night before at my inauguration. They slept in tents and got up the next morning.
There was only like 40 women. They just made the Photoshop them to make it look like there was a bunch.
Exactly. You can go to CNN Megapixel and look. All of them are wearing MAGA shirts.
And then so many pussy hats.
Pussy hat's everywhere.
My mom is now, that's in my mom's lexicon now. Pussy hat? My mom says pussy hat.
Is that what those were? I thought they were just wearing the hats that the chick wears on Bob's Burger.
No, those are representative of the pussy.
Not bunny ears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Yeah.
Meow.
Gross.
I'm all for women's rights. You know, I'm a woman, whatever.
You are?
But I'm never wearing anything that symbolizes a vagina on my head. I'm just not going
to
do it.
I inspired more women to get off their fat asses on a Saturday and go walking for more than a mile than anyone ever. I am the greatest.
I like it when there's pussy on my head.
I would probably wear one of those conjoined twin myslexia hats first, I think, honestly.
Stephanie, you're a woman, right?
Kind of.
Did you go out in March?
No.
Why not?
You don't support
women? Taylor Swift? All talk, no action?
No, I was at the dog shelter helping fucking homeless dogs and shit.
Great. What about your fellow women who have all the rights that... Never mind. We're not gonna
They're not going to do anything unless they convince the men that they want to change their women to stop sleeping with them. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you'll get them to listen to you.
Sorry, Trump. I need to get laid.
They need to shut Melania's crotch down, and then maybe somebody will pay attention. I don't know.
Sounds great. Let's talk about news.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you guys saw that they finally have a name for the next Star Wars. It's not going to be called a, you know, numerological thing that I can never understand what it is.
Roman numerals.
You mean it's not going to be called Star Wars, blah, blah, blah? It's just going to be called The Last Jedi?
It's going to be called The Last Jedi.
There's no Star Wars in front of it? Like,
no. It's just going to be called The Last Jedi. So
okay.
And this is going to have a much bigger role for Mark Hamill this time around, because we saw him in the last little snippet of The Force Awakens. And all the same crew back, Boyega, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, Carrie Fisher.
Well, she's already in all the scenes. They shot it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, she's going to be in the next one. They don't know. But anyway, so... Now, at least we can say that. We don't have to say the Star Wars. Blah, blah. We can just say The Last Jedi.
No trailers, right?
He's no Jedi. Not yet.
He will take me to Jabba now.
I will take you to Jabba now.
Oh, and then also, which I'm excited about this, Seinfeld. I know you guys watch Comedians in Cars.
The Norm one was awesome.
Coffee. Oh, yes. Absolutely. So he's going to Netflix, which is very cool.
Okay.
And so he's leaving Crackle.
Wait a minute. It's short, right? How long is it? 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
So now it's going to Netflix.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he struck a deal with them.
Okay.
And
Crackle's closing chap, too, aren't they?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's going to have like 24 episodes on Netflix. They're going to be dropping later this year.
Yeah.
And then he also inked a stand-up deal with them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be doing two specials for them, so that's probably going to be really great.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, like, getting everybody. I mean, they got, you know, Chris Rock's just penned a deal with them to do a stand-up special.
Cool.
Chappelle, that'll be awesome.
Both of those are great.
Yeah, I mean, this
Gaffigan has a new one on there right
now. I just watched it.
Was it funny?
Yeah. All right. God, it totally pertains to us in the sense that he talks about how the way everybody binge watches now, it's like a fucking job. Like, as soon as you finish a show, they'll say, oh, I finally finished Mad Men or whatever. And they're like, oh, now you have to. And he's like, I don't have. Jesus, God, I don't have time.
It's called Cinco. And it is available now on Netflix.
Cinco, exactly. Yes. So anyway, that'll be pretty cool. But anyway, it's going to be in later on this year for the old Seinfeld. And then we have Patrick Stewart.
Okay. Go ahead.
He's going to be a pile of shit. He's going to voice the poo emoji in an upcoming film about a poo emoji.
Make it go number two. Engage.
The plot, as it were, or the plop, whatever you want to call it. It's an emoji born with multiple expressions who goes on an adventure in a teenager's phone.
Ah.
Yeah.
So does it find all the good selfies from Snapchat?
Of, what is it, like fecal freaks?
No. Good. I love how your mind works. It's not poop. How did they get Patrick Stewart to play shit?
I'm sure he's going to play it to the bone.
Mm. I'm lo poopish of Borg. Resistance is putile. Okay, that was bad.
But, I mean, it might be funny. It's got, like, Jennifer Coolidge, you know, and from Bridesmaids and stuff, and Maya Rudolph, and And then also the Mike White, who wrote School of Rock, and that show Enlightened. I don't know if you ever watched that on HBO with Laura Dern. That's a funny ass show.
Doesn't look interesting to me.
It's so funny, I'm telling you. It's
okay,
very funny.
Can't watch everything.
But anyway, so it actually might be.
Did you give up on The Young Pope yet?
No, I watched half of last night's.
There's four of them out already.
I know. I'm behind on a lot of shit. I'm behind, again, I'm behind on It's Always Sunny. I'm behind on Bane of Thrones.
Yeah,
Taboo.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of taboring.
Yeah, I got that feeling.
Yeah.
Without the interesting papal Vatican City subplots, which that's the shit that interests me about the young pope. Also that he's fucking Swiss guards' wives. Like a good pope would. I don't see Pope John Paul II getting it on with nuns, but...
Oh, God. You missed Always Sunny, you say?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, it was supposed to be a good one. I'll watch it.
Yeah, yes, yes. They've been killing it this season.
All right, I'm just going to be honest. I don't think I'm going to watch Taboo anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
How about you guys? Jeff?
Yeah.
Did you like the second episode? You said you did a lot of digging.
Why does this guy dig so much?
It was a lot of digging. I mean, I don't know. I just got very sleepy and bored, and it just did not grab me. So
I got to get that Amazon Fire Stick so I can watch the second season of Man in the High Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this
Sneaky Pete.
Huh?
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
I want to see that so bad.
I've seen the first two.
Sneaky Pete. Who's in that?
Giovanni Ribisi.
That's right.
And Malcolm in the Middle. Dad. What's his
Brian
name?
Cranston.
Brian Cranston. Okay. Yeah.
And Margot Martindale. Who you like?
Yeah. Who's Margot
Black
Martindale?
Black Pike.
Huh?
Black Pike.
From the Americans and Justin.
Oh, Ryan. Margot Martindale. I was on the Americans as well. She was on that show that I really loved.
Justified.
Yeah, I love everybody loved Justified.
I said Black Pike.
But the apple pie.
That's it, exactly.
No, the show where with the people were travelers, and it was Minnie Driver, and she and her husband were raising emus. Come on, you remember the name of that show.
The Richest?
Eddie Izzard. Yeah, that was a good show.
I never watched that.
Did you watch it, Joe?
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it. It got canceled for some reason.
I liked her on Dexter. She was good on Dexter.
She was good on Dexter.
Speaking of boring, though, I realized that I'm not as shallow as I thought I may have been, because I tried to watch that new Jason Momoa show, Frontier, on Netflix.
Oh, it looks terrible.
I heard it was terrible.
It is horrible. And not even, I can't even, it doesn't even matter that he's hot. It's, I can't watch it.
His hand is huge. He shook his hand when he was at Mary Todd.
My God.
So you know what else is probably big?
My God.
His ego.
His personality.
Yeah, he has huge personality.
Well, and then I don't know if anybody cares or not that The Walking Dead has decided they're going to tone down the violence.
So.
In this upcoming season.
This upcoming season. Well, how are they going to do that? They're going to be at war.
Well, I think maybe they probably won't be as gratuitous with it as they were with the whole Glenn bashing, which is just, come on. I mean,
The best meme that came out of that was the person who did the...
The dog?
Yeah, the dog from Snapchat.
It did. It went on for way too long. It was like, okay, come on.
How many more seasons do you think that show has?
Good seasons?
No, I'm not talking about, I'm just in general. How many more seasons?
I'd say they'll probably milk another three or four out of it.
Three or four, okay.
Yeah, and then they'll, you know, they got the fear of the Walking Dead thing going on, so there's that. Yeah, that's a big snooze fest, but I don't know. I guess they caught so much flack, though, for that they decided to scale it back a little, you know.
Okay.
So we'll see if that's going to impact it in any way. And you guys all watched the OJ thing last year.
Right.
Was killer. So now I guess they're going to be taking on the Clinton Lewinsky scandal.
All right, I can't wait to watch that.
So the Tubin guy, he's the one who wrote the book that they based the OJ one on. So he also wrote this book too, and I forget what is it called. It's The Real Sex Scandal That Nearly Brought Down a President.
I'm not the one that went down.
Why did you put a cigar in there?
I had to put it out somewhere. Hillary would have smelled it. She was so wet, I just put the cigar in there and it...
Oh, God.
What?
Monica Pewinsky.
Did you see Clinton looking at Melania Trump?
That's alternative facts.
Bullshit.
Oh, God. Is this yellow journalism?
No, he was... that's the Trump story, in Russia story. That's yellow journalism.
That wasn't even from this inauguration.
Bullshit, it wasn't. Hillary had her stupid white outfit on. It was, he's looking at somebody, and Hillary looks at him, and then she goes,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was checking somebody out.
I'm sure he was.
Look at that over there. Who cares? I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever.
Who's going to play Clinton? Do they have a cast yet?
They do not.
John Travolta.
He already did. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Primary
probably
Colors.
Would have, they probably will have Travolta do it. Yeah, Primary Colors was really good.
Yep.
I don't, and, you know, they're also making a Katrina, one that's set on the New Orleans hurricane. And this one, though, I'm interested in. They're doing Versace.
Huh?
Versace. Remember that crazy lunatic?
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing the Versace story, too. Those are going to be coming out in 2018. So, but I'm interested in watching the Clinton lunacy
thing.
I remember it very well. Mm-hmm. That was like when I really started paying attention to shit. And I was such a huge fan of Clinton's. I voted for him when I was 18. I thought it was hot.
I voted for him twice.
So, you know, and I guess I could understand. And then I thought he could do better. I don't know.
Then,
I just thought he could do better.
Well, you always go for the low-hanging fruit.
Are you talking about her boobs? Anyway.
No.
Anyway. And I don't know how I feel about this. You guys seen the previews for that Dog's Purpose movie?
Yeah.
Why the previews, I'm like, fuck that. I'll never watch that just because it looks sad as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Marley and Me. Like
right.
any of those movies, I'm never watching that crap.
Right, right.
But I guess TMZ dug up a video of them where they were the German Shepherd that's the star of the movie, where they're trying to make him go they're trying to make him go into this cyclone of water in the scene, and he's terrified. And the trainer keeps trying to push him in. And then finally, he just kind of drops him in. And
right.
so PETA, of course, they lost their minds over this. And they ended up canceling the premiere of the movie.
Are they even going to release the film?
They're releasing the film, but there's not going to be a big movie premiere. There's not going to be press junkets or anything like that.
Hmm.
And they're still investigating the whole
thing. Thanks, PETA. Ruin everything.
I don't know. Did you watch the video?
No, I don't care about it.
That's horrible.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't. I mean, obviously the dog's okay, but it was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
What they were doing.
I know, but
they couldn't CGI that shit. I mean, seriously.
Maybe they tried and the dog said no, and when the dog decided not to do it, they just decided, okay, we don't have to punish the dog.
Well, I would not have wanted to jump in this shit, honestly.
You're not a dog.
Whatever. And also, this was really cool. Okay, so you know James Cameron, he gave up.
Not really.
You know him.
Know him personally.
Not personally. I know. You mean.
He gave up the rights to the Terminator, you know,
He did Terminator 2, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that, he just kind of walked away from it. He sold the rights to Gale Ann Hurd for $1 back in 1984, basically.
From The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Yeah, but he did the second movie, though.
But it was all on the condition that he would be the director.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, and she was cool with that. But then after T2, he walked away from it. Well, he had no right or say so in how things went after that, and that's why we got all the shit movies since then. So this whole copyright thing expires, I guess, 2019, so he gets to take it back over.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be the director. He's going to kind of be like a godfather on the project because he wants to do another reboot. And then
He wants to finish it.
No, it says he wants to do a reboot and he wants to do a conclusion.
Okay.
That's the story I read.
All right.
But he's going to get Tim Miller, who did Deadpool, to direct both. That's his goal.
Who's
going to
be the
goal?
So they're going to have to get a new actor to be the Terminator.
Yes, I'm assuming so. I would pick.
Who?
Armie Hammer, without a doubt.
Who's Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer, he's that really tall.
The Lone Ranger,
yeah. Oh, no, but the other one, though, that last Guy Ritchie movie that he did with Henry Cavill.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
He was such a badass in that movie. I think he would be perfect to play.
Not Arnold?
No. God bless it, no. Enough already.
You're fired. You're fired.
Well, I think it could be, you know, anyway, I would be looking forward to it. As long as Cameron's got some control over it and, you know, so it's not going to be another.
I liked the third one. Everybody hated it, but I liked it.
I can't stand that Nick Stahl kid. He looks like a monkey. I could never get past it.
I liked the story. I also thought it was enjoyable. But you get beyond that and I'm not interested. I didn't like the horrible one with.
Daenerys Targaryen.
No. Is she in it?
That last one.
No, the one before that.
Oh, the Salvation, the one with
I didn't see
Christian
the last
Bale,
one.
the one that Bale lost his shit.
Yeah, Christian Bale, and I didn't like the TV series because the character that was John Connor was mm-hmm. such a pussy.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. Terrible.
I don't want to bang my hot robot Terminator.
Come on. Any teenage guy would have been like, Mom, you know, go do your fighting. I got a Terminator to bang. Because you would have banged it, right?
I mean, yeah, but she'd probably kill you, though, immediately afterwards.
She was programmed to do whatever he said. And he was a teenager, so he's 16, 17, whatever, raging hormones. And he's just mopey little shit with a bad haircut. While his mom's, you know, trying to protect him and all this stuff. And, you know that actor with the real long name is another Terminator who's hanging out with the chick from Garbage. It was just a weird show.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded very much like the Redbox troll describing the show. But it was that chick from Garbage. What's her name?
Shirley Manson.
Yeah, Shirley Manson. Was she a Terminator or did she...
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I mean, if he was a
Garrett
guy...
Garrett Dillahunt was the Terminator.
I love him.
I do, too. He's a good actor.
If it was a guy Terminator, yeah, I probably would have banged him when I was a teenager because I was so worried about getting pregnant, so...
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they could impregnate you, right?
According to... according to Sam Kinison, I come oil.
That's... He's, like, got built-in lube, yeah. So that's great.
Take your weenie out. Make it hot for me. Do it.
And
shoot mercury all over you.
So there's a few Game of Thrones updates.
Okay.
You know, we normally get them in the spring. Mm-hmm. Well, the shit got pushed back, so it's going to be sometime in the summer. They don't really know.
What, the new episodes this year?
Yes, and it's because of the shooting schedule, because winter is finally here after six seasons.
Okay.
And so they kind of had to push shooting back to colder months so mm-hmm. that they could actually have the
right.
the background that they needed. But a very cool thing is... We're going to get to see the villainous Walder Frey again.
Yay.
As we all know from, what's his name? David Bradley from The Strain. Who does he play in The Strain?
I don't know.
Satrakian.
Satrakian.
So anyway, probably what's going to happen is remember Arya, she killed his ass. She cut his throat. So she's probably going to take his face.
Yes.
So that's why we're going to get to see him.
I'm back. I've been looking for the master. Is the master here? F.
Ephraim. Go ahead.
But anyway, so we're going to get, like, what, 8 episodes?
Okay.
And then a whole nother year, and we'll get 7 more.
And that'll be it.
And that's going to be the end of it.
Except for the prequel I'm not going to watch.
Well, there's going to be a prequel? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I saw online they're going to be doing a prequel to Game of Thrones.
I
don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they say. The proverbial they.
I could see them doing that, though.
Who's this they?
You know who they are. This, that, and them. They. Those people.
So this is going to be like they're all little.
Those people?
It's going to be like, it's going to be like, oh, what's his face? Dude that got killed in the first season. Got his head chopped off.
A lot of people got killed.
Dude got his head chopped off at the end. First.
Ned Stark.
Ned Stark.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Like when Ned Stark was young.
Game of Thrones babies.
Yeah.
So cute. They're always babies.
Nobody reacted to the Eric Von Hessler babies picture I posted on Facebook.
I didn't see that. When did you do that?
When you guys were talking about Eric being a baby walking on the railroad track.
I didn't see that. I got to check that out later. So is that all the news?
That's all I got for you.
All the news.
With it.
Thank you very much. Was any of it fake news?
I don't know. It's from the internet, so who knows?
Alternative facts.
It could be all. It could not be. I don't know.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Yeah,
I like your news segment.
Oh, thanks. I'm terrible at it.
I know. I was going to give you the opportunity to say how much you hate yourself.
I do. I'm awful.
I suck.
You suck.
All right.
That's why you like me.
You like being surrounded by so much high self-esteem.
Yeah, you have just as much as I have.
Together we'll take over the world.
That's correct. So, guess what, folks? It's time for ADO Labyrinth. We don't have a theme for it.
Well, it's...
Radio for the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
What?
I don't know what the theme could be.
Should ADO Labyrinth be its own podcast?
Where we just do...
Where we do our normal show, and then we stick around and record a secondary show, and that's just ADO Labyrinth, and it's half hour long. What do you think? You tell us out there.
Tell us.
Social media land.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you. I was thinking about doing Facebook Live, too, once a month.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, see? No, I don't want to.
No, I mean,
people like that shit. Then they can interact with us live while we're recording it.
Oh, God, I look like a big greasy ham.
Oh, would you stop it? You do not look like a big greasy ham. You look like a salami, maybe. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd film it.
Why can't we just put it on you?
Well, nobody wants to see me.
No,
they want to see the
true.
Chick.
You're the star. What are we?
I'm not the star.
Not the chick. Ah.
We're all stars.
No, we're just.
We're all stars.
No, Jeff and I are just planets. Yeah. Rotating orbiting. Around you. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. I feel low energy tonight. Adia Labyrinth this week, we're talking about forgotten foods. Forgotten foods that you saw in the 70s and 80s, mostly the 80s. All sorts of weird little things. Do you guys have your notes open?
I do. Oh, and I also brought some Crystal Pepsi.
Speaking of forgotten foods, is that a bottle from the 80s?
It is not. Brand new, fresh off the tracks from Publix.
So that's back.
Yes.
Yeah, they brought it back. And
don't know why.
It doesn't taste like Pepsi, though. It never did. It tasted like 7-Up. That's why they made it, right? To compete with 7-Up, even though they own 7-Up?
I don't know. I mean, I more remember the Saturday Night Live parody, Crystal Gravy,
yeah,
than
that
I do
was
Crystal
great.
Pepsi.
Crystal Gravy. So are you going to taste that?
I thought I'd bring it in and let you guys try it.
Well, we don't have cups.
Yeah, we don't have any cups.
Oh, well, maybe later. Well, when we go to break, we'll get it.
All right, we'll go to break. We'll get cups. Okay, listen. 80s food. Now, we did two things. We came up with these, the foods that you can't get anymore, and I thought maybe we can write our own, but then Jeff had an even better idea. This was his idea. But an even better idea was to go to social media and do the hashtag TV Eats. So we'll read some of those at the end because you guys came up with some funny ones. But first, let's just go through this list of these foods that you can no longer get. And the first one on the list, it was one of my favorites, which is why I was a hefty young lad. Was the Oreo Big Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember the Oreo
yeah.
Big
Ooh,
Stuff?
Oh, baby, yeah.
I brought one to lunch with me every day when I could because I was
Did
poor.
You put mustard on it?
I was poor.
That's what to say.
They were easy to shoplift, too, back in the day when you would do such a thing because you're poor.
I never shoplifted.
You never shoplifted in your life?
No.
I shoplifted
My
a lot of
told
shit.
Me I would go to hell.
Yeah, well, stop believing that. maybe God will. You know what? You're Catholic. You're going to go to hell if you steal, but also you can go to confession and God will forgive you. So,
well, I wasn't Catholic.
There's always an out.
No, we're Baptists. You didn't get any kind of good stuff.
Jeff only stole jom.
I only horked jom.
Jeff horked jom. You know what jom is, right?
I do. It's jack-off material.
That's right. Jeff was the best at horking jom because he would wear sweatpants and tuck them into his socks, and then he'd walk out of a store with like 7 magazines, Velvet, Wii. No, he never stole Wii. He got Velvet, Cherry, Hustler.
I don't remember.
Didn't they think that you had some sort of, blood pooling in your ankles for them to be all...
I don't know. The people at Cole's Pharmacy never paid attention. And by the way, they're out of business, so he's never going to get in trouble for stealing hork and jom from them. There's a little pharmacy in the corner of our little town. And by the time you were 10, you could reach the top rack. And there's all these Hustler magazines. Then you go down to the newsroom. It was hard to steal from there, but Jeff could get shit out of there.
I never stole anything from the newsroom.
Baloney. You stole stuff all... You never stole baloney. They didn't have it. But you stole stuff from Cleveland's newsroom because they had the best jom.
No, I stole stuff from Cards and Everything. I had the best jom.
Nah. Cards and Everything had those good, penthouse letters magazines. Those were good.
Oh, yeah. I used to steal them all the time.
Variations was good, yeah.
I would get Playgirls for my gay friends.
No, you didn't. Did
no,
you?
No, not at all.
My mom had Playgirls. It was very disheartening.
Mom.
She did. She had them in her room.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean,
she got them for you, Tim.
She did not get them for. Well, maybe she was. She had porn laying out for me, and then she had that. It's like, well, whatever. He's covered.
I never met a woman that looked at Playgirl.
It's not for women. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's why she got them for you.
I did go to the gay bookstore with my friend like before the internet. He didn't get this, but I saw Big Bear magazine there. It was the first time I'd ever seen that before. And I didn't realize that there was this whole segment of the population that would wear suspenders and cut off jean shorts and their balls would be hanging out.
Hey there.
Yeah. And then he explained that to me. He was like, no, that's a thing. Like, people are into it. I'm not, but some people are into it.
Yeah. The Dan Haggerty magazine.
Yeah.
So Oreo Big, we're not talking about 80s porn. We'll do one. We could do 80s porn stars all day. Maybe Jeff and I'll do that by ourselves.
Yeah, that'd probably be... yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
I only
blah.
Know one porn Ginger from Lynn. The 80s.
Ginger Amberlynn. Tracy Lords. Christy Canyon.
What's the one?
Asia Carrera.
She's not from the 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s.
No.
Christy Canyon.
I just said her.
Gina...
What?
What's her name?
Gina who?
She was
Lola
one
Brigida?
Of Charlie Sheen's...
That's 90s, 80s, 2000s.
Tim got a lap dance from her.
Brie Olson?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk about that these days.
She's the butt sex girl, right?
I don't know. No, nothing about Brie Olson.
This was one of Charlie Sheen's, right?
Winning.
She probably has butt AIDS, I would imagine.
Okay. Hey, we're talking about forgotten foods here on Radio Labyrinth. ADO Labyrinth, forgotten foods. So moving on from the Oreo big stuff, which was, by the way, a very large Oreo cookie with a whole shitload of the... Because my favorite part of the cookie isn't the cookie, it's the stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, that was it was great. And that's why I had a face that looked like the surface of Mars. Black Cow. Now, you guys both like this. I don't know what the Black Cow was other than it's a Steely Dan song.
I was obsessed with them.
All right, what is a Black Cow?
It was like a sugar daddy.
Okay.
Like a giant sugar daddy on a stick.
Chocolate babies.
But it was dunked in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like we had, this is when I was going to high school in West Virginia. This guy would show up in a Chevette every day at lunchtime. And he was.
Hey, you guys want some candy?
And he would open up the hatchback and he would have all this candy and shit in there. And I would get a Black Cow every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take your big Black Cow and get out of here.
Yeah, that's why I was quite the thick bitch in high school from all these Black Cows. But it was very good.
Black Cow. But you can get those. Jeff found it online.
But it's not the same. You saw it's not the same.
I don't remember what the old one
was. I looked into it. Yeah. It's not the same. No.
You did some investigating.
Yeah, it's not on a stick. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
It's not caramel. It's bullshit.
Next one on the list I don't think you can get anymore. It's called Sips.
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 What were Sips?
Jeff, tell them what Sips were.
It was like a juice box.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't, though. It was a bag.
No, it was a box.
It was a box. Okay, it was a juice box.
Yeah.
Juice boxes.
Like Hi-C in it or Kool-Aid or something.
Sips.
Was that
Sips.
Like the Aldi brand?
I don't know what it was, but Jeff always had them, and it had an extra S, so we'd always go, Sips.
Sips.
Sips. So I originated the high pitch.
I think
you must have.
No, you went, Sips.
Sips. So we're still doing that now, 30 years later. Jell-O brand pudding pops. They don't make that shit anymore. Those were the bomb.
You can make them yourself now. They have the kit.
Yeah, but who wants to do that?
They put a bunch of sleeping pills in them.
They did have them back on the shelves for a minute a few years ago, but they weren't as good anymore.
No.
They don't have that, you know, they were so rich and creamy.
Yeah, they were great.
So awesome about them. Yeah, they just taste like freezer burn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I love the Jell-O pudding pop.
I love them.
The Jell-O pudding pop.
The vanilla ones.
Next one on the list, my favorite cola of all time. Which I think you can probably get. I don't know if you can or not. Jolt Cola. Do you remember Jolt?
Did they have cocaine in it?
No, it just had it had twice the sugar and all the caffeine.
All the caffeine and twice the sugar.
I do remember Jolt.
And I'd get 2 liter bottle of it and just walk around wired all night. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to drink it.
No?
No.
Tim drank some and then burped so loud he scared somebody in the parking lot.
We used to go to, where were we? We were to the Wegmans, movies. Yeah. And we'd stop at Wegmans on the way home in Corning, New York. And I got a can of Jolt and I pounded it. And then it was the loudest burp I had ever done up to that point. And probably since I haven't done anything that loud. But we were walking in the parking lot and leaving, and I went, burp! And this old man jumped.
You gave him a jolt.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to picture it, two kids walking out of a store and me belching so loud, and this old man just, which isn't as funny as the time Jeff and I were driving through this town called Pine City, New York. And we're just driving along, do-do-do-do-do. There's a guy jogging toward us on our side of the road, and Jeff pulls onto the curb and is driving. The guy's like 10 feet away, and he sees the reason it was so funny is because I didn't see the guy jogging. And I'm like, why is Jeff driving off the road? And this guy scared the shit out of him. If that guy's still alive and he still has those pants, there's a skid mark in there. Scared
you're
the fuck out of it. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. That and the midget walking through Elmira Heights going, fuck you, asshole. We see the craziest people when we leave the movies. But all right, next on the list, C-3POs. I never tried those. Did you?
Yeah, they were good.
What were they? Some Graham?
Yeah, you know, they were just like your typical like Captain Crunchy type of thing, only they were shaped like C-3PO.
And they were from another galaxy.
Yeah. Well, and they had C-3PO in the box.
They had all that stupid cereal. Donkey Kong cereal.
I ate it.
E.T.
loved it.
Cereal.
Was all about it.
Mr. T cereal.
Yes.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah.
They did. They were the
Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Scarecrow and Mrs. Corn Pops.
Like the Falcon Crest roll-ups.
Yes. Remington Steelies.
The best cereal in the 80s was the Cracker Jack cereal.
No, I never heard of that. What was that?
The most delicious cereal of all time.
Did it have popcorn in it? How do you put
It was just little balls, and they tasted like Cracker Jacks.
You love eating balls.
Yeah.
Balls.
And they probably had really good toys.
There was a surprise in every box.
Yeah.
Because you don't get toys in cereal anymore. It's like some stupid maze and shit on the back of the box.
Oh, well, yeah, because...
Some kid choked on something sometimes.
Well, you don't get toys in Happy Meals anymore either. They don't give out the toys because it encourages children to eat bad foods, and we don't want children eating bad foods. We replace the French fries with apple fries because the apple fries are so good for you. And the kids don't eat that shit.
That's such crap.
Nah, Cracker Jack cereal was the bomb, yo.
Nah.
I would love to try it. I love Cracker Jack.
My favorite were Hill Street Blues. Hill Street Blueberries. It was blueberry flavored. Had a picture of Dennis France on the cover.
I was
going
to say the little Daniel J. Trevante marshmallows.
Hey! Be careful out there.
When you open it up, it says, be careful.
Be careful. These are very sharp. Dr. Pepper gum.
I loved it. Had that little sculp of Dr. Pepper in the middle of it. You know, like it was like juicy.
There was a lot of
jizz gum.
Yeah, there were a lot of gums that had that shit in the middle of them. Mm-hmm. What was the? There was also Gator gum.
Gator
which
gum
was delicious.
Yeah,
in the middle.
No, but it was good gum
for about 5 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it just tasted like nothing.
Tato skins. Who put that on there?
I did.
Those were the best.
Love Tato skins.
Yes.
Why did they get rid of them?
Because nobody liked them but you and me.
And the Keebler pizzerias. Do you remember those?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Back to cereals. Smurfberry Crunch was good.
Mm-hmm.
Dinky Donuts was great.
It was awesome.
And they had the powdered sugar ones that were just like, oh, this is the best.
Dinky Donuts. Why won't they bring those back?
Because they're terrible for you.
No, so what?
Well.
I mean, like, the cereal they have now isn't bad for you.
Huh?
I mean, I can eat a whole box of Chocolate Crave, and I'm telling you, it's going to be just as bad for me as Smurfberry Crunch.
The double
Crunch.
Chocolate Crave or the regular?
Yeah.
The white with the chocolate in the middle.
Double chocolate.
Double chocolate, okay.
Yes.
Listen, I get cinnamon-flavored Kashi Flakes.
Kashi Flakes?
That's when you're trying to be good.
Kashi cereal is good.
Get the fuck
out of here. No, get out of here.
I'm not a kid. I don't eat that shit.
Oh,
get your Count
crap.
Chocula.
You don't ever just like, you're like, oh, I feel like picking out. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go and get a jug of milk, and I'm going to get a box of honeycomb.
When I lived alone and got stoned all the time, yes. But I don't live alone now, and I don't get stoned all the time.
Caitlin doesn't like cereal?
Norm told Jerry Seinfeld that his perfect day was just him by himself eating Count Chocula.
Oh, what a day.
I know. Oh, jeez.
And then I like the little bowl that they have that has the straw built into it so you can drink the milk.
Yeah.
If it's chocolate, especially. Or if it's Fruity Pebbles.
I liked Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles rock. I could do Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles are the best.
And then I would even do like old school cornflakes with like 7 teaspoons of sugar on it.
Are we making you hungry out there? You're listening? I hope you're still listening because this is the shit that you really can't get anymore. Planters cheese balls. When those came out, killer. I used to see how many I could get stuffed in my mouth. What's that?
Give me some Planters cheese balls. That's you. That's Cartman.
Oh.
You're making your mom buy Planters cheese balls.
I ate them all the time. If I got 99 cents extra, I would walk to McCrory's and get these Planters cheese balls. Yeah. And they were better than Cheetos. I was like, these are the best. And I would just stuff them in my mouth.
They're so greasy.
They were greasy as fuck.
Yeah.
They still make the cheese balls, mm-hmm. but they're not as good as the Planters ones. And they did. They came in that can.
The can is what did it.
Right. Kept them fresh.
Yes, I totally agree.
Bar None was my favorite candy bar from the 80s. It's come back, but the original one was the best. Mm-hmm. Jeff turned me into that.
That was a good candy bar.
When did the Reggie Jackson candy bar come out?
70s.
70s.
Late 70s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 78, 79.
I remember we get a Slush Puppy and a Reggie.
I didn't like the Reggie candy bar. Too much caramel
in it.
No, it didn't. It was caramel nuts.
Yeah, it was like a Mr. It was like a, not a Mr. Goodbar, like an O. Henry.
Right. Let's see. Well, there's a bunch of shit. We got to break here in a second. More of these awful cereals. Nintendo cereal with Mario Brothers versus Legend of Zelda. It's a fucking waste of money. Stupid. French Toast Crunch was good. Can you still get that or is that gone?
No, it's not. They have Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They don't have French Toast
I love
Crunch
Cinnamon
anymore.
Toast Crunch, but French Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm.
It was really good. But don't you glaze over Keebler Magic Middles. You remember Keebler
Magic
Middles?
No, I do. Oh, those cookies are the best. I know. Jeff's always had the best snacks.
And the Nabisco Swiss cheese crackers?
Those were good. Not as good as Cheez-Its, though.
No. My mom, sometimes she'd come home and bring tidbits.
Yeah.
Like, what is this fucking bullshit? Tidbits.
Tidbits.
Did you guys remember the Carnation Instant Breakfast Bars that I put on there?
Yes, I did.
They were good.
Remember? That was the best.
They were delicious.
They were good.
You get like six of them in a box and eat all six right. of them in a row.
I'm being healthy. Carnation Instant Breakfast.
That was when the drink came out. That was when the jingle came
out. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You love
and they
an
got
instant.
Rid of the bars and they had a Carnation Instant Breakfast drink. I was mad.
How about McDonald's? They have two sandwiches that you can't get anymore.
I love the McDLT.
The McDLT.
You liked it because it was in the separate containers.
The hot side hot.
Hot, cold side cold.
I used to think it was the McD light, McDonald's light sandwich.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was for, and I even worked there, and I didn't know. It was a pain in the ass.
Oh, I bet.
Because
the assembly?
Yeah. Well, because you had to lay out all those stupid, gigantic styrofoam things,
mm-hmm.
and then you would the grill that they were cooked on was called the 4-to-1. Okay, a quarter pounder, 4-to-1 equals a pound. So there were four burgers, quarter pounders. And you would make quarter pounders and McDLTs. So if your manager would say, I need a 6-and-2 on 4-to-1. No, 6-and-2 on 4-to-1 meant six quarter pounders, two McDLTs. The other grill was called the 10-to-1 because 10 of those little Big Mac burgers equals a pound. So they would say.
You see that making that super Big Mac?
No, I'm going to love that though.
Yeah, me too.
So when it got busy. They would say, I need, like, say you had two buses pull up. Your manager would say, I need a 6-12 turn lay on 10-to-1. That means you constantly make six Big Macs, which is 12 patties, and 12 cheeseburger patties. Well, and then you'd have to say, how many on 12? And they'd say, that meant how many are cheeseburgers? And the manager would look at the thing and go, 10. So there would be 10 cheeseburgers, two hamburgers. So, I mean, that was the constant turnover.
Jesus, God, I had no idea there was all this complicated shit going
on. Well, while you're doing that, you also have to run the buns. So you take the Big Mac.
Yeah, Tim runs the buns.
I do. Anybody? You had these giant stacks of the buns and the thing. So you take out the Big Mac buns, which is three pieces of bread. You toast the bottom one, and you toast the middle one. You have to put them in these ovens. Now, they may not do this anymore.
Yeah, I don't toast them for shit anymore.
And then you would lift up the top. And I still have scars from, I burned my thumb on the Big Mac bun warmer all the time, and you'd put them all on the top. And then once you got into rhythm of it though, you'd be turning around. The thing would beep and tell you when to sear the burgers. It would go beep 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 beep, and then you'd sear all the burgers, and then it would beep, and you had to flip them all, and then it would beep, and it would tell you when they were done. And the burgers were frozen, and you would take them out and you'd whack them on the grill and you'd drop them all down. And I could still do it now if you gave me an hour to just practice again. But you had a steel, an iron searer, and you. Flip them, salt and pepper each and every one, and you know you really cooked. And then you know, like I said, you had to monitor it. So when the buns were done, you'd pull them out, put them down, and then you'd get the gun, the big cock gun filled with Big Mac shit, and
big cock gun.
And you put it on the bottom one and the middle one. And then you'd put the onions on both or on one, and then you put the lettuce on both. Lettuce went on both. The cheese went on top, and it was just fun. It was great. McDonald's.
They used to give you like 40 pickles.
I know. No, they would give you a giant sack of pickles and dump it in your car. this is all leading me to this sandwich called the McCheddar Melt, which was a quarter pounder, but it was on a rye bun, and it had a big cheese gun.
I remember the McCheddar Melt.
It was the teriyaki. It was good.
Yeah, the onions. You'd cook the onions in this teriyaki sauce, and then you'd have to keep them what are those pans that you know what they're called?
The little hot pans.
The hot pans, they have a name for it. I can't think of it. I should know.
Chafing pan.
Chafing pan, correct. And they were only good for 20 minutes, and then you had to throw them away. But, of course, nobody ever threw them away. You just used them all night. And
of course.
I almost got fired from McDonald's because I said something to the owner's daughter in high school, and she went and told her sister, who was the general manager. I said, yeah, there's a lot of sodium in those. It's a third... It's one third of your daily recommended allowance of sodium, and I was getting in trouble for spreading propaganda.
Oh my God!
But that cheddar melt burger was the best fucking burger. I ate them every day, and I worked there,
good.
And I would go through the drive thru and get them, or Jeff would go through the drive thru and I'd get one. They don't bring it
I
back
liked the
ever.
McDLT better though.
I did like the McDLT. It was a good burger.
They should bring that back. They need something to jazz them up for sure.
They're making those new Big Macs.
Okay, what is the Super Big Mac?
Well, they're making two Big Macs. They're making one giant one with the quarter pounder patties, like mm-hmm. a double quarter pounder, but it's a double Big Mac, and they're losing that middle bun.
That's no fun.
I want the middle bun.
Yeah,
that's kind of the whole thing. Bun.
And then they're making a smaller one that's no middle bun and just one patty.
The Little Mac.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Father Guido Sarducci came up with the Little Big Mac.
I don't think I ever saw that.
What's his real name? Don Novello.
Don Novello, yeah.
Used to write these letters to people in the 70s and 80s. He'd write letters to people, silly letters as, what was his name?
Yeah, I forget what his name was. Idiot Letters or something.
No, that's a different book.
That was a different guy.
He pretended to be this guy.
Laszlo.
The Laszlo Letters. He pretended to be this guy named Laszlo, and he would write companies with ideas. And he wrote to McDonald's all the time, and they eventually figured out who he was because he had published one book. But he would come up with ideas. I think you should make a burger like Little Big Mac and have Dustin Hoffman on the front.
Put a feather in
the burger. We'll look it up in the break here. Do we get everything? I think we did. Sliced drink. That shit was terrible. Bonkers candy. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Who put that pee on there?
I don't know.
I didn't.
What are you? Yeah. Yeah, I put pee on there. I didn't. I don't know what the fuck.
And then pretzels, I just put, what are you, the new president?
Look, urinos. Urinos are the best. You can pour them all over yourself.
Seriously, though, Cracker Jack cereal. Who remembers it? It was the most awesome cereal of all time.
We're going to come back, and we're going to try some of Stephanie's
Crystal Pepsi.
Now, you sure this is from now?
Well, not unless Publix is pulling some kind of...
We had a bunch of it in the warehouse. There was a guy on YouTube, and you can Google this. Google Crystal Pepsi puke. This guy drinks an old Crystal Pepsi, and then he waits, and then he just vomits it all up. So
was it Chris Hemingway?
No.
Now, you should be wrong. Like, this shouldn't taste like 7-Up because it says a clear cola.
It's supposed to be
Pepsi, yeah. So it should have a cola taste.
All right. Well, we'll try it. And then we'll read some of your hashtag TV Eats that you left for us on Twitter and Facebook. So stick around. Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. Stephanie, you're going to open up that Crystal Pepsi foods that time forgot, but for some reason they're fucking bringing back Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, yes. I don't even... Do you remember this?
Not really. I remember. I drank it a little bit. Hey.
There's not even really a... Oh, there we go. I was wondering if there was any sort of a... I love that was also a really good bit, and that Aziz Ansari monologue whenever he said, you know, anytime they show Muslims praying, they always play that creepy Homeland music. Yeah. They would just play the Benny Hill theme song, you know? That's such a whimsical religion.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God, we're going to try...
It's spilling out of the bottle like crystal gravy.
Crystal gravy.
I'm going to dip my chicken in it.
Mm. Are you going to bring it around to me?
Yes.
Oh, you're so nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm used to waiting on...
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
I have to unplug, right, to get over there.
No, you can take your headphones off.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're not attached to your head.
Now that Steph can't hear, she sucks.
We're talking about... the Hank Hill beginning. There is a YouTube channel called Hankster Hillington where a guy takes the episodes of King of the Hill and re-edits them and adds sound effects to them and everything. And they're pretty funny. So if you're looking for some funny shit to watch, go to Hankster Hillington on YouTube. There's episodes like Peg and Peggy, King of the Hill, where she's Peg and Hank.
But when you and I used to live together, every time King of the Hill came on, you'd always go, tch.
Yeah, every time. I do a lot of weird shit like that. All right, so we're going to try this. God, that's a lot of Crystal Pepsi.
Well, you can do
all right,
it.
So it's Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
It tastes like Pepsi, but it doesn't because it's clear.
Yeah. Yeah, but is that your brain just telling you that it tastes different because it's clear?
You know it's good? Pepsi Throwback.
Oh, with the sugar?
Uh-huh. Real
pure
sugar.
Cane sugar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes like Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. not so, I'm not really, you know, it's not horrible. But
it has a terrible aftertaste. It did then, and it still does.
Yeah, it's kind of like Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tastes better.
Yeah. Well, and it actually makes you feel better. I think this is going to make us all sick.
Well, there you have it. I'm going to finish it so I don't...
Leave that in the past.
Finish, yeah, leave it in the past where it belongs with Tab.
They still make Tab.
I know. All right, Diet Right.
Oh, that's the cheapie.
Diet Right. Mm-hmm.
Sips.
Pepsi Free. Sips!
I was glad that they finally brought Faygo down here. That was a Detroit staple.
Faygo.
You get the rock and rye.
You and your...
Insane clown posse, Stephanie.
You know, I'm a juggalo at heart. I always will be.
So when we were coming up with the idea for the foods that Time forgot or whatever, ADO Labyrinth Forgotten Foods, I had an idea that let's take modern day shows and, you know, like they do those Urkelos with those awful cereals and stuff. And it never really went anywhere. But we did come up, Jeff came up with a hashtag that we did on Facebook and Twitter, TV Eats. So we're going to read some of those because you guys, you know, your radios out there did some funny ones. Eric Malmstrom on Facebook put the Big Bangle Theory.
That's pretty good.
Dustin Lawler did Garlic Knots Landing. Jeff's the 8-8 chow with hams, cordon bleu detective. I don't get that one.
Well, I just put the blue because True Detective.
Oh.
I put the detective on the end. But it's a takeoff on the
It was very convoluted, late Jeff.
Yeah. No, it was funny.
Here's another one from Eric Malmstrom, Will and Grapes.
That's pretty good.
King Crab of Queens. I'm assuming that's Jeff. Either that or Ira. Seth Young, It's Always Sunny Side Up in Philly.
Oh, I love that one.
Jeff Salmon and Son.
Salmon and Son.
T-Bones. Scarecrow and Mrs. Burger King. Mine, I always, McMuffin and Wife. McMillan and Wife. Blackendish. That's Jeff. Seth Young, Saved by the Taco Bell. Cheeto and the Man. Dustin Lawler with a funny one. Brownie Miller. Kurt Copeland, Hard White Castle and McCormick. Convoluted but funny. Burger King of Dairy Queens. Jason Andrews, my brother, Daredeviled Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Daredevil, I finally started watching season 2. Excellent.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Okay, I have to agree with Stephanie.
You hate Froggy and you hate...
I hate Froggy.
Stupid bitch, I hate him.
I know I like her, but I hate Froggy.
Froggy's horrible.
Froggy's a douchebag. Foggy.
Whatever.
Not Froggy. Froggy's a little rascal. yeah, great show. And it does have, what's her face in it? Elektra, and it also had the Punisher in it. The Punisher was, the guy from Walking Dead.
Shane!
Yeah. Bennigan's Island, that's from Megan Francisco. Everybody Loves Raymond, or Ramen. Jeff, Small Wonder Bread. Fish and Chips, Jeff just went on a tear.
Fish and Chips, that was a twofer.
I know.
Because it was fish and chips.
That's the show where Fish went out to the West Coast and rode a motorcycle.
he became a California Highway Patrol officer. Wendy Jo had some funny ones on Twitter. House of Carbs.
That's a great one.
Brady Banana Bunch.
Didn't somebody do The Walking Bread?
That was one of the original ones we came up with when we were... asking the radios to.
Matt Shaw has beers and Pork and Mindy, which is my favorite one of all, Pork and Mindy.
Ooh, Rockdale Tiger said Saturday Night Liverwurst.
Any more?
I had like three that I came up with.
The leftovers, no adjustment needed.
Mad Raymond, that's from you. Shaved Ham by the Bell. Buffett, the Vampire Slayer.
Buffet the Vampire.
South Pork, Gotham Burger, Salt and Catch Fire.
That was higher. Salt and Catch Fire.
Better Call Sausage.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the Crystal Pepsi. Game of Scones. The Young Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe.
Young Cantaloupe.
Boardwalk Empanadas. let's see.
Just a Fried Chicken.
Bane sure likes digging. See, I'm looking through this old text where I'm yelling at everybody, stop it!
Tim said to come up with TV Eats and to tweet them, but we kept texting them to Tim instead of tweeting them. Tim was like trying to sleep or something.
Stop.
Stop it. Put them in the show notes.
I had two. So because but I didn't tell you guys.
What were they?
I had Everybody Hates Swiss.
That's a great one.
And the Creme Fraiche, Prince of Bel Air.
Creme Fraiche.
That was great. All right, so let's do our staff dick picks for the week. I'll start this week, and you guys can talk about yours. I watched Victoria, the new masterpiece show on PBS. Did you even watch it?
No.
Well,
it's another pick like your young pope.
It's the show that replaced Downton Abbey,
and
it stars Jenna Coleman, who was on
Doctor Who.
She was Clara.
Clara.
And she plays Queen Victoria, who ascended to the throne after her uncle died. And she becomes the Queen of England, and she's a teenager. She's 18. Very well acted, very well done, great sets, interesting show if you're into British monarchy shows, which millions of people are, given the Crown being such a hit. You can't go wrong with this one because it's a good show. It's Masterpiece Theater on PBS. Crystal Pepsi. Plus, Jenna Coleman is easy on the eyes. I can't think of any other of the companions from Doctor Who really went on to be superstars than Rose, yeah. Oh, Rose.
Karen Gillan.
Karen Gillan. Okay, so yeah. The modern ones are the ones that go on to be big-time stars. But that's mine. And then my other one is if you're bored, like I am usually at night, go ahead.
Is it Sleeping Pills?
No. It's called He Will Not Divide .us. He Will Not Divide .us, which is a performance art project put together by Jeff's cousin, Shia LaBeouf. Where he looks like a homeless vagrant standing in front of a camera at the Museum of the Moving Image in New York City. And it's all, you know, it's anti-Donald Trump because he's going to divide everybody. And it's a bunch of these hipsters and young people standing in front of this camera just going, he will not divide us. He will not divide us. And then you have people from 4chan trolling it, going down there with, Pepe the Frog memes and yelling into the thing. And Shia LaBeouf like almost beat one up yesterday. The guy was wearing a Nazi hat.
Was it white supremacist or something, right?
Well, I guess so.
He's just
a stupid kid.
I did like the clip of the white nationalist dude when he got socked in the face.
Richard Spencer?
Yeah.
You know, they doxed the guy that punched him.
What?
And it turns out that he's a cuckolded coprophiliac.
What the hell is that?
Well, he pays women to collar him and drag him around. He's just this deviant sex freak.
The guy that punched the
nationalist guy? Yeah, and it turns out it's just really funny. I love it when people do shit like that and then they think there's no consequences.
Oh, wow.
And then Sarah Silverman said, you know, on Twitter, she said, I don't think it's good to be punching people no matter what. And Sarah Silverman is as liberal as you can get. And then she triggered all the millennial, yeah, but he's a Nazi. You shouldn't hit people. I don't care who they are. You shouldn't hit people. You can defeat them basically based on your ideas. This guy.
You should only hit dogs if they're not performing.
Shut up.
Right. This guy is not a threat to anybody. He's not really a Nazi. He's just a right-wing troll, which is what most of these people are. And even the quote-unquote alt-right people do not like this guy. He's a showboater. Just ignore these fucks. You know, if you really want to take the wind out of their sails, ignore them.
I think everybody needs to get punched in the face.
I don't think that hitting people is right. So anyway, you should watch Victoria on PBS. Jeff?
Mine is Sneaky Pete on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. I watched the first one and part of the second one so far. And it's Giovanni Ribisi. He's playing a con man.
Yeah.
Who gets out of jail. And he can't go home because the boss, who is Bryan Cranston, is real playing like kind of Walter White badass.
Uh-huh.
He's the bad guy, and he owes him a shit ton of money.
Uh-huh.
So he decides he's going to assume the identity of his cellmate, who's not getting out for another 2 years.
Ooh.
And he shows up at his grandparents, who Margot Martindale is his grandma.
I'm your grandma.
And the other guy, I can't remember his name, but he's a really good actor, too. And he says, you know, hey, grandma, grandpa, it's me. We haven't seen each other in 20 years, but
yeah,
so he assumes that dude's identity, and it's really good so far.
Cool.
It seems like Margot Martindale might be kind of onto him, but you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
At least not yet. But yeah, it's on Amazon. If you have Amazon, check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, it is really good so far.
My pick is Neil Brennan's special. Uh-huh. You know, he used to be the main writer of the Chappelle Show back in the day.
I got a notice on Netflix that I should watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's very good. You know, he wrote Half Baked and all that other stuff. And his new special, I wouldn't even call it a stand-up special, more as it's like a one-man show. He does something really unique in the sense that it's called Three Mics.
Yeah.
So he has, you know, three mics on the stage, and he'll go between each one, like he'll spend 10 minutes doing a stand-up set. Then he goes in the middle and he does what he calls emotional stuff, where he just like pours his heart out, tells you all of his fucked up shit, why he's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff that happened between him and Chappelle, like what that did to him. And then he goes to the last mic and he does 10 minutes of, or not even full 10 minutes, of just one-liners.
Oh, cool.
Just like tweets and stuff that he's done. So it's really good, and the stand-up portion of it is very funny. And the emotional stuff, I mean, I've never seen anybody do it, because it was very serious stuff that he's saying, but he still makes it funny when he's talking about it or whatever. But one of my favorite jokes in the stand-up was when he's talking about people who have the American flag and the Confederate flag you know, on their trucks or whatever, because he says it doesn't make any sense to him. He says, like, if you had, so you're a woman, you had a tattoo on one arm that said, "This tattoo represents how much I love and how loyal I am to my husband. And this tattoo on this arm represents the time I tried to escape from him." So anyway, but it was very good.
Cool. So
Neil Brennan, Three Mics.
Neil Brennan, Three Mics.
Oh, yeah. And the
Ira? Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Ira.
And the apple fritter. The apple fritter from Sweet Apple Donuts in Alpharetta.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to bring some of those.
It is the best apple fritter in the entire world.
Okay.
McGinnis Ferry, Sweet Apple Donuts. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, your knees will buckle. You will fall to the ground. It is so good.
Last Saturday at Mary Todd. No, it was Friday. One of the other guys that worked there brought Revolution Donuts.
And Decatur.
There were a shitload of them left. And I was just like, oh, there was this pistachio lemon. Yeah. Yum. I didn't. What?
I'm morally opposed to the use of lemons.
Jeff kills me. I made lemon bars last week. Jeff was like, disgusting.
I don't like lemon bars. They also had poppy seed donuts, but I didn't eat any of them because I'm having a drug test.
I'm sure those opioids are going to show up.
Sometimes they do.
Can make you pass it or fail a drug test.
Yeah, and then really? I got to explain it. I was eating donuts, not shooting up. I was shooting up a donut. Hey, if you would like to support this wonderful podcast. And by the way, this year, some of our goals are I'm going to get us a website so we can park everything there. I found a new, I've been looking at a lot of different podcast websites, and one I found a lot. One I found a lot that I do like is called True Crime Garage. Now, I just started listening to the podcast, and I dig it. But their website's really cool. It has all the their sponsors listed. It has all the podcasts listed. And so you can play them from the page or whatever. We can do that in embed from Audio Boom. And you put all of your social media there. So basically, it's a website. And I'm going to try to get us one this year. And we'll go from there. But if you'd like to support us via Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And I'd like to thank Lou. Oh, I don't want to say his
Captain
name.
Captain Lou Albano?
No. Yeah, the guy with rubber bands all over his face. Lou Coniglio. I think I got it right. Lou Coniglio. Thank you very much for becoming a patron. We also have Joshua Schiffer, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick, the Queen,
yay!
Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and Trent. I love Trent.
The illustrious Trent.
Trent's awesome. So thank you guys for being patrons. You know, the newest one, by the way, was Lou Coniglio. So thank you, Lou, for signing up.
Captain Lou Coniglio.
Captain Lou Coniglio. And I'm just leaving the money in here, so don't worry. I'm not going out getting whores with it.
That'd be some cheap whores.
It would be, but that's what I like.
$5 a month whore.
That's right. Hey, she give me a little, flash me a little hairy nip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tweeze that.
Hey, Tim, you want me to work you some job?
Yeah, go work me some job. All right. Jeff, you got any plugs?
Plugs. Just these hair plugs.
Steph, you got any plugs?
I do. Okay, so back in 2004, Fur Kids, I guess it used to be called Small Dog Rescue. There was some meeting set up that they didn't go to, and they should have. But it set in place this noise ordinance thing where they're at, where the shelter's at. Well, no one's ever enforced this thing for right. years and years. There's an office complex beside of the shelter, and this dildo is running this complex. He's right. this dog-hating dildo, mm-hmm. like a Cruella de Vil. I don't even know. But he is enforcing this ordinance to where the dogs cannot be outside in the yards from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Okay.
You can't even walk them outside. Like, if he sees them out walking between 9 and 5, he calls the whatever the hell they are, and they come out and give us a fine, or he reports us constantly. So anyway, we got some lawyers, and on February 2nd, Thursday at 5 o'clock, in the commissioner's meeting room at Forsyth County Administration Building in Cumming, mm-hmm. we're having a big-ass meeting, and we're trying to get this whole thing overturned.
Great.
So if we get as many people out as possible to support us, that would be so great. So it's Thursday, February 2nd at 5 o'clock, commissioner's meeting room, Forsyth County Administration Building. We would really appreciate it, and you can really stick it to the man and help some dogs.
Stick it.
So that would be great.
Stick it to the man.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, that's it for the show. Listen, social media, you can find us at Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. You can go to Radio_Labyrinth on the Twitter. And, please do that. And, you know, of course, we're going to start doing this again. We're going to read your reviews. If you want to leave us one on iTunes, please do, because we'll read it. We haven't done that in a while.
Tell us how we're doing without Ira. Do you miss Ira?
Yeah, do you miss Ira? Tell Ira to come back. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? He's gonna
fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. He needs to come back. He needs to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who else am I going to yell at? Jeff?
I know. I miss Ira.
I never yell at Ira.
No.
You start yelling.
He wouldn't take it.
No, he wouldn't. He'd go, hey, shut up. Put the thing in the thing. See, I miss that every week. The thing in the thing.
I know.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
Fucking Ira.